Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, as the calendar counts down the final days of 2011, Lisa Brooks has already been putting together her official In My Backyard resolution list for 2012.
I tell people all the time that my tolerance for winter weather shenanigans has a pretty narrow window, and with New Year fast approaching, that window is starting to close. Okay, I mean, it is winter, but you wouldn't know it being outside. The winter solstice happened for East Central Illinois at about 11:30 p.m. last night, so it's official. But someone should really let the weather know. We're smack in the middle of the winter holiday season, and we still haven't had any measurable snowfall. The grass is still green. It's been raining. And several friends and neighbors report they're still getting food out of their gardens. Just a few days ago, I pulled some forgotten carrots out of their bed and snipped the last of the kale. The herbs closest to the house, like sage and even parsley, are still producing new leaves that are harvestable. So let's face it, even though we're in the middle of Hanukkah and Christmas hasn't even happened yet, I have not so secretly moved right past the winter holidays, and I'm thinking about 2012. I'm thinking about next year's garden, next year's food projects, and next year's episodes of In My Backyard. I'm making resolutions left and right. Part of this satisfying rush of promises is certainly being fueled by the fact that the lack of snow has made it painfully obvious that I was a lousy steward of my garden environment at the end of the 2011 season. My failure to put the garden to bed is readily apparent to anyone who looks back there, including our long-suffering neighbors. Sorry, guys. So, without further ado, here are In My Backyard's official resolutions for 2012, even though one of them is for 2011. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I will refrain from looking until January 1st, 2012, at the various and sundry seed catalogs that have arrived in the mail over the last several weeks. Back in the olden times, like 5 years ago, seed catalogs never arrived until after the winter holidays. It's been hard, but I'm currently keeping to this resolution, just 9 more days to go. I will also read the excellent books I already own but have not yet gotten to about interesting food-related endeavors and voyages, and not only that, I'll share these books with you guys. At the top of the current pile is writer Stephen Hren's Tales from the Sustainable Underground, which, not coincidentally, features a few folks from Urbana. I resolve to work with my neighbors to ensure the third, or is it the fourth, annual seed swap that our neighborhood puts on happens on schedule in early February. Bonus points will be given if another snowmageddon is bearing down on us the day we choose to hold the event. In addition, I will continue to start plenty of seeds indoors for planting in my own garden, but also for sharing with neighbors and donating to local plant sales. However, I resolved to refrain from starting 20 different kinds of tomatoes. I don't have that kind of room. I resolved to plant more perennial food in my own garden, as it is clear I need at least some of my food to work for me instead of the other way around. Basically, I resolved not to bite off more than I can chew, so to speak, and I resolved to be patient and diligent while coaxing my food to work for me. Further, I will engage my neighbor, Sam the Wine Punk, in helping me espalier the 2 heirloom apple trees growing against our garage, thus relieving my neighbors of the burden of wondering just what I'm planning to do with these trees and when I'm planning to do it. I will plant more flowers, especially orange ones, and keep the bird feeders full, even though most of the birds I'm feeding seem to be incredibly chubby and rather unappreciative sparrows. And what about all that food when it grows? Well, I resolve to harvest it and do my best to preserve what we don't eat. That seems easy enough, and it is, but it's also something I got away from in 2011. Well, it's probably more accurate to say it got away from me. And finally, I resolve to bring listeners lots of quirky stories about seed orders, seed swapping, seed starting, plant trading, perennial planting, tree espaliering, bird feeding, food eating, harvest preserving, and much more in 2012. No, not my stories necessarily, but those of the many people living here that do that little something extra to live a little closer to whatever bits of earth they may have at their disposal, whether those bits of earth are big backyards or community garden plots or containers on windowsills. In My Backyard will go dormant for the month of January, just like the gardens. A couple of archived episodes will air during the month, and then it'll be back with all new content, more photos, more blogging, and more everything in February. Thank you so much for listening this year. Let's look forward to starting a new page on the calendar, rolling up our sleeves, and getting our hands dirty. This is Lisa Braltz for In My Backyard.